Hello everyone, I am Dr. CJ Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 283. Today's topic of discussion is the biological special program of the organs, renal pelvis and ureters. We can qualify them together as upper urinary tract and hence we will be considering them as a single organ. The renal pelvis is the part of the kidney that receives the urine coming from the kidney collecting tubules through the cup-shaped calyces. From the renal pelvis, the urine flows down into the ureters and from there to the bladder and urethra for elimination. The urinary bladder and urethra together is known as the lower urinary tract. The inner wall of the renal pelvis and ureters have both smooth muscles originated from the endoderm and controlled from the midbrain and striated muscles originated from the new mesoderm and controlled from the cerebral medulla. Just as the foot muscle is moved through the intestinal canal by the smooth muscles and its peristaltic action, the smooth muscles of the renal pelvis and the ureters facilitate the flow of urine more cell. The tissue under consideration today is only the lining of the renal pelvis, including the renal calyces and ureters. They are made up of squamous epithelium that originate from the ectoderm and is therefore controlled from the cerebral cortex. From the knowledge of evolution and embryology, we know that even though there was originally only a single organ, later it got divided to form two kidneys and therefore now there are two brain control centers for two kidneys, one on each brain hemisphere. Our topic of today is only the epithelial lining of the renal pelvis and the ureters. Their brain controlling centers are found in the temporal lobe part of the post-sensory cerebral cortex. Here we can see the crossover correlation from the brain to the organ. That means the renal pelvis of the right kidney and the right ureter are controlled from the left cortical hemisphere next to the control center of the rectum lining, and the renal pelvis of the left kidney and the left ureter are controlled from the right cortical hemisphere. The brain level control centers of the renal pelvis and ureters, bladder and urethra, and that of the prostate ducts and ejaculatory ducts all are from the same brain relay. The affection of any of these organs or tissues is a random choice. Now, let us consider the very important point in the study of the biological special program of the renal pelvis and the ureters, the biological conflict. It is a male territorial marking conflict and a female marking conflict. Later when we will study the SBS of the bladder mucosa and the urethra also, we will learn that the biological conflict of those tissues also is the same male territorial marking conflict and the female marking conflict depending on a person's gender, laterality and hormone status. Still later, when we will discuss marking constellation under the schizophrenic constellations, we will be again considering the territorial marking conflict. It is interesting to note here how Dr. Hammer explains the male territorial marking conflict and the female marking conflict in a slightly different manner. A male territorial marking conflict refers to an unexpected invasion of the outer boundaries, and a female marking conflict relates to a breach of her inner boundaries. He brings to our attention two very interesting observations in this connection. He says that the male mammals mark the outer boundaries of their territories by raising their legs and passing urine, whereas female mammals mark the inner boundaries of their place by squatting. He also discovered that the female marking conflict is similar to the identity conflict we studied involved in the rectum surface mucosa, and that is the reason why the brain relay of the renal pelvis, ureters, bladder and urethra is located next to the rectum relay in the left temporal lobe. If we put all this information together, we can learn them like this. A right-handed male with normal hormone status and with a territorial marking conflict will have his left renal pelvis and ureter affected. A left-handed male with a normal hormone status and with a territorial marking conflict will have his right renal pelvis and ureter affected. A right-handed male with low testosterone status and with marking conflict will have affection on his right renal pelvis and ureter. A left-handed male with low testosterone status and a marking conflict will have the affection on his left renal pelvis and ureter. In case of females, a right-handed female with normal hormone status and with a marking conflict will have her right renal pelvis and ureter affected. A left-handed female with normal hormone status and with a marking conflict will have her left renal pelvis and ureter affected. A right-handed female with low estrogen status and with a territorial marking conflict will have the affection on her left renal pelvis and ureter. A left-handed female with low estrogen status and a territorial marking conflict will have the affection on her right renal pelvis and the ureter. That means, with left-handers, the conflict is transferred to the opposite brain hemisphere. Friends, we will complete the SBS of the renal pelvis and the ureters tomorrow. Best wishes. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.